This is Jefferson Weaver with your CCN Local News. More than 3 million people have cast ballots across North Carolina during the early voting period, which ends this Saturday. In Columbus County, 12,568 of the county's 37,500 registered voters have made their choices as of close of business on Monday. Early voting goes on through Saturday for next Tuesday's election. Polls are open from 8:30 a.m. until 7:30 p.m. through this Friday. Saturday is the last day of early voting, and polls will be open 8:30 until 3 on Saturday. An Old Stake Road resident was charged with growing marijuana and owning a handgun capable of fully automatic fire on Monday. Dustin Randall Duncan, age 34, had a suppressed, fully automatic 9mm handgun and 5 marijuana plants in his home. Duncan was previously convicted of felony, breaking, entering, and larceny. See this story online for much more. The victim of a domestic shooting called 911 after she was assaulted but died at the scene. Brandy Alexis Scott, age 30, was allegedly shot by Frederick Smith, age 72, in the Saturday incident. Paramedics tried to assist Scott, but she was pronounced dead at the Elizabeth Lane home. Sheriff Bill Rogers said Smith was being held under no bond on a single charge of murder. Two people died within an hour of each other on area roadways Sunday. The Highway Patrol said John Benson of Whiteville died early Sunday after he crossed the center line and struck another vehicle head-on at U.S. 701 and Old Lumberton Road. The female driver of the van was airlifted to New Hanover. A short time before, troopers had been called to Elm and Academy Streets in Fairbluff, where Jarrell McMillan was struck and killed by a hit-and-run driver. Anyone with information about that incident is asked to call the Highway Patrol at 642-7169. Lieutenant Governor and gubernatorial hopeful Mark Robinson lambasted his Democrat opponent, Rachel Hunt, yesterday for a TV ad that some have considered racist. Hunt, who hopes to replace Robinson in the state's second chair, was shown on a TV commercial holding a mop and a bottle of hydrogen peroxide, which is what she says she'll use to clean Robinson's current office if she moves in. The ad has been pulled from some social media platforms without comment from the Hunt campaign. There are spooky opportunities aplenty this week as area churches and groups host trunk-or-treats, fall festivals, and so much more. Whiteville Police and Whiteville Fire will be sponsoring trick-or-treating at the Municipal Building at Columbus and Madison Streets from 6 until 8 p.m. on Thursday. The Welcome Osceola Travel Center is going to have trunk-or-treat on Thursday from 6 to 9 at the Travel Headquarters on Old Lake Road. Southeastern Community College is going to host its annual trunk-or-treat on Thursday at the campus starting at 6 p.m. Thousands of children are expected to attend, so please be patient. The Nightmare on Franklin Street, featuring the Tunnel of Terror, is back this Thursday in Wyville. Visitors to the attraction are asked to donate $1 to $5 for hurricane relief. All proceeds will go to Samaritan's Purse. The Scary Good Time starts at 5:30 Thursday at 413 South Franklin Street in Wyville. It's turkey shoot season again. Starting this Friday, Transformation Church will host their shoot every Friday and Saturday night at 6 p.m. at 9955 Denby White Highway South. Hot dogs and drinks will be available. Cost is $5 per shot. All proceeds go to the church building fund. Remember to let us know at ColumbusCountyNews.com when and where your nonprofit church or civic group is having a shoot so we can put it on our list. For ColumbusCountyNews.com, this is Jefferson Weaver reporting.